Perhaps you've noted the 9 little boats hanging from the vault? They are votive offerings, gifts given by pilgrims in thanksgiving for a favor received or a grace conferred. In the 18th century, and especially at the beginning of the 19th century, the port of Montreal was expanding right behind the chapel. The sailors often came to pray on the eve of an ocean crossing, and the chapel began to be called the Sailors' Church. In 1872, a Canadian contingent of Papal Zouaves, part of the Papal Army, gave the small silver boat located in the center of the chapel in gratitude to the Blessed Virgin. These soldiers were Catholic men enlisted in the defense of Pope Pius IX against the forces of Garibaldi, who was attempting to bring about the unification of Italy at the time. More than 500 of them left Canada in 1868. On their return voyage, they met a violent storm that lasted 3 days. One of the Zouaves, it seems, invited the others to pray to Mary, imploring her protection. They made a promise that if they survived, they would carry a votive offering in pilgrimage to the chapel. The votive offering they presented to the chapel in 1872 was a reminder of their boat, the Idaho, thus beginning the tradition of the gift of votive boats, reinforcing the reputation of the chapel as the Sailors' Church. Votive boats were offered until at least 1945. The cargo ship at the front of the center aisle, presented by the administration of the Port of Montreal in 2003, marks the 350th anniversary of the arrival of Marguerite Bourgeois in Ville-Marie. To continue your visit, move toward the statue of the Pietà, enclosed in the glass case against the right-hand wall of the chapel, and select stop number 13.